Introductory Notes and Access Information for Commentary by Ash Flanders, presented by State Theatre Company of South Australia. Commentary is a sharp, provocative play that interrogates the ethics of art making, accountability, and memory in an era of public reckoning. The story centres on Nick, played by Guyton Grantley, a once promising filmmaker turned university lecturer, whose controversial debut feature, Low, is being resurrected for a retrospective screening at the local international film festival. The film, co-created with his now disgraced and former best friend Hamish, is dogged by allegations of abuse and exploitation, linked to its production and content. The play utilises live action, voiceover, video projection, and live camera feed from the performers to the screens. Warnings: coarse language, adult themes, sexual references, partial nudity and haze. The runtime is 90 minutes with no interval. Set and props. A rectangle of blue carpet, approximately 10 metres wide by 8 metres deep, sits centre of the black stage floor. A rectangular platform 30 centimetres high is 8 metres wide and 6 metres deep and is covered in the same blue embossed carpet and sits centrally on top. Behind this sits a 4-metre-high carpeted wall with a full-length feature window spanning the wall, divided into 5 panels of glass. The window has full-length cream drapes which begin closed, acting initially as a projection screen, then become transparent with a backlight and are pulled open to reveal Jen's bedroom, Saskia's film trailer, or an outdoor area. Pre-show setup on a TV studio set. Two banks of overhead stage lights hang on parallel lighting bars, clearly visible above the platform. An industrial vacuum cleaner sits on the platform to our left, and a leather satchel rests on the floor up against the platform in front. Through the windows into Jen's bedroom. A queen-size bed is side onto the window, with pink satin pillows on our left, and a matching pink valance skirting the bottom, and a pink satin throw rumpled on top of cream satin sheets. A circular chrome side table with clear glass top has a cone-shaped lampshade and a round white base resting on it. To the right, across the pale wood veneer floorboards, sits a contemporary chrome armchair with wide black leather arms and seat suspended by the chrome tubular frame. A pile of discarded clothes lie crumpled on the floor in front. Action occurs both in front and behind the windows, where we variously seem to be viewing the action from outside looking in or from the inside of a room looking through the windows into either the film location trailer or outside the house. At all times, we seem to be voyeurs of the life of the characters. On either side of the window stands a tall projection screen. These two panels bookend the action. These screens stand 2 metres tall by 1 metre wide, and when activated, seem like two more window panels projecting photographs or live feed transmissions of the characters in a Zoom-like live feed video. Bundles of electrical cables are dumped in a mound under each screen. Nick's home office. The office is set up on the carpeted platform in front of the windows with the curtains closed. Furnished with a chrome contemporary tubular frame desk with black box covered under one side, on it sits a chrome articulated desk lamp with a swivel head, a silver laptop open with a live feed camera on a stand just behind. It has a matching office chair with chrome curved frame, black leather seat and back. A green jacket is slung over the back of the chair and black lace-up shoes are in a pair under the table. Saskia's trailer on set location. This is set up behind the window. The bed remains without the pink pillows or cover. A raised makeup chair on wheels has assorted beauty and makeup products, a water bottle, yoga mat, and hand towel. A white circular fluorescent tube light on a tall stand illuminates Saskia's face, which is caught in the camera mounted inside the circle. This live feed image is then projected onto the screen on our right. Nick's face looms large, live-streamed onto the screen on our left. The TV recording studio. On the platform, two identical contemporary chrome and black armchairs are placed on either side of a circular chrome and glass side table, the one used in the bedroom scene earlier. In front of the platform, a microphone on a stand sits on the floor, centrally between the two chairs. In the pub, on the street. In a couple of scenes, the characters meet in the pub or on the street. Here, the front corridor of carpet in front of the platform is used as if meeting at night. The scene is blue and shadowy, with the curtains in the windows behind uplit in lavender light. On stage at the cinema screening. The window and curtains now glow in red light. The two side screens have a white circular image in the centre of a blue background. The text stretched across the top of a ball shape in the image reads, "Go South." Above, a remaining half of the ball in white with a curved old-style film celluloid depicted like a path winding up to the text. Inside Jen's apartment. The bed, mattress and bedding is now set on the platform in front of the windows, as if we are in Jen's room, looking through the windows at a figure outside. As the figure moves toward and away from us behind the windows, a security light flicks on and off as it senses movement. Characters and costumes. Nick, played by Guyton Grantley, is in his mid-40s. He is a filmmaker turned university lecturer of medium build and height, with short, slightly receding brown hair and a beard that is little more than graying designer stubble. When we first meet Nick, he is naked except for a bath towel wrapped around his waist, revealing a well-chiseled chest and torso. He wears a watch on his right wrist and has a wedding ring. We next meet him in his office, where he wears a stylish white jersey t-shirt with sleeves that hit just above the elbow, grey chinos, black invisible trainer socks giving a bare ankle look, and black slip-on loafers. A sage green casual jacket is on the back of the chair. He puts on brown-rimmed designer glasses to read texts on his phone. For an interview with the journalist Anna Whitehead, he wears a smart grey jacket, and that replaces the casual green one. And for the film festival panel, he wears a smart grey suit, shirt and tie. Later, in his home office, he strips down to his t-shirt and black underpants. The six female characters are played by three actors, each with double roles. Anna Steen plays the roles of Mish and Anna. Mish, Nick's wife, in her early 40s, is a TV production designer. She is medium height of slim build with shoulder-length, very curly blonde hair. When we first meet her, she wears a yellow striped oversized shirt with long sleeves, a white collar and deep white cuffs, black pants and red trainers. She wears a wedding ring and later adds a black puffer jacket and carries a Panetta linen tote bag. As Anna, she is an entertainment journalist in her early 30s. She is of medium height, elegant in her black patent heels and tailored pants, paired with long-sleeve polka-dot pussy bow blouse. The long ties attached to the collar are wound around her neck like a scarf and trail down her back. Her curly blonde hair is swept back and pinned into an elegant updo that matches her crisp, take-no-prisoners manner. Kate Cheel plays the roles of Clea and Saskia. Clea, a programmer at the Adelaide Film Festival, is in her early 30s. She's about 165 centimetres tall, 5'4", a slim build with straight, short black hair. She's smartly dressed in an olive-green cropped leather jacket over a black hip-length top and tailored pants with flat court shoes. She carries a mobile phone and her actions are efficient and organised. As Saskia, who is in her mid-30s, she's now a successful actor who Nick discovered as a teenager. We only ever meet Saskia during Zoom calls with Nick, where she is on set, dressing and preparing her makeup for her next camera shot. She wears a floral-patterned kimono gown with flowing sleeves over a black bodysuit and wears open-toe fluffy slippers. She has 8 colourful snap clips holding her straight black hair flat to frame her face. Shiny orange hydrogel patches are stuck under her eyes. She has a long scar that runs right down the inner forearm. Saskia is animated in her hand gestures with a wide, gawping mouth, red lipstick, smoky dark eyeliner, and exaggerated facial expressions. Sade Santos plays the roles of Jen and Frankie. Jen is in her early 20s. She's a sassy, confident film student and Nick's lover. She is stocky build, medium height, with shoulder-length brown hair. We first meet her in her bedroom while Nick is showering. She wears a baggy black t-shirt with a colourful image emblazoned on the front, blue check shorts and white sockettes. Later, when she meets Nick in a pub, she's very chic in a slinky black top, off one shoulder, revealing a black bra strap, tucked into very short, faded denim black skirt, black sheer stockings, dark red patent leather boots, and she carries a black and white tote bag and her mobile phone. As Frankie, who's a 14-year-old high school student, she arrives at the pub wearing a black hoodie over a black t-shirt with a slogan in yellow cursive writing across the chest, faded blue jeans and bright orange trainers. Earplug cables hang round her neck, plugged into her mobile phone, and her brown hair is pinched back into a tiny ponytail bunch. She has olive green backpack on. Jessica is a 15-year-old girl we never meet or see clearly. She is depicted on screen at the start of the play in a very blurry, poor quality video shot through a bedroom window and later in an Instagram photo. Scene changes. Props and set are removed, scenes are changed throughout the play by the assistant stage manager and the female actors, who make the changes while dressed in short-sleeved orange overalls with headset comms and tool belts, as though production workers on the TV set. Video footage. All footage will be described as it is projected, except for the first presentation. During the first voiceover at the beginning of the performance, blurry footage of a young woman in her underwear is projected onto the window. She's moving around the bedroom, doing her hair, getting dressed, unaware she's being filmed. Footage appears to be taken from outside looking through the window. The image is distorted by the closed, semi-transparent ripple curtains. A red recording indicator from an old school video camera flashes in the right top corner of the footage, with a scrolling time code at the bottom of the screen below. The footage jumps about as if the recorder is handheld. The creatives. The writer is Ash Flanders, director Petra Kaliv, designer Matilda Woodroof, lighting designer Nick Mollison, composer, sound and video designer Dan Thorpe, video content Matt Byrne, accent coach Jennifer Eanes, intimacy coordinator Ruth Fallon, cast Nick, played by Guyton Grantley, Mish and Anna, played by Anna Steen, Clea and Saskia, played by Kate Cheel, Jen and Frankie are played by Sade Santos. Jessica is played by Ruby Patridge. Production. The production manager is Gavin Norris. Stage manager, Bridget Samuel. Assistant stage manager, Jennifer King. Production electrician, Alexander Ramsey. Props, Elia Papyrus. AV, Aaron Herzig. Head mechanist, Rachel Park. Lighting operator, Kez Scott. Front of house sound operator and systems technician, Jackson Price, and sound radio technician Matt Birkin. Event details. The location is the Space Theatre Adelaide Festival Centre. The date and time. The described performances are on Saturday the 29th of August at 2 p.m. It's also a relaxed performance, with an introductory tour commencing at 1 p.m. Monday the 31st of August, the performance is at 6:30 p.m. with an introductory tour commencing at 5:30 p.m. Audiences are invited to stay seated after the performance on Monday the 31st of August for a 20-minute Q&A with the cast and creatives. Access information. The production is being held at the Dunstan Playhouse in the Adelaide Festival Centre. Building works are currently underway around the Adelaide Festival Centre. If you have any access requirements or would like more information to help plan your visit, please visit www.adelaidefestivalcentre.com.au/your-visit/accessibility or call 8216 8600. If you are driving, please plan to arrive at least 30 minutes prior to the performance start time, as it can take more than 10 minutes to find a parking spot, travel to the theatre and be seated in time. If travelling by car, we highly recommend parking at the Adelaide Convention Centre's Riverbank Car Park via Montefiore Road for easy access to the theatre. Public transportation is also recommended. Please leave extra time for your journey and pre-book when you can. Visit the Adelaide Festival Centre website for more information on the venue. This is the end of the audio recorded information.